This week's parasha is Parashas Toldos, where the parasha starts off where Yitzchak and Rivka were married a bunch of years. They didn't have any children. Rivka was a akara, like the pasuk says. She couldn't have children. And Yitzchak and Rivka both davened. They were marbe b'tfila, hifse b'tfila, begged, and davened abundance of tfila until Yitzchak was answered. Like it says in the pasuk, Vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoi, they both davened. Ki akorahi, she was akorah, vayi oser loy Hashem vata Rivka ishtoi. And lemaisa, the tefillos were in a skabo. And Rav Shimon Pinkus, in his sefer, Sha'orim v'tfila, brings that we find a lot of times through Tanakh where the tzaddikim, they were marbe v'tfila in order to get answered. Like you find over here, by Yitzchak, vayi oser, that he marbe, mafsa v'tfila, he begged, beseeched, implored Hashem. You find by Moshe Rabbeinu also, he had a lot of bakashas, over 500 bakashas to go into Eretz Yisrael, like a minyan ve'eschanon. And you find by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says, "V'ata nichali, leave me alone." You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was pressing Hashem with tefillah. You also find that by Chana, it says by Chana, "V'ahoyo ki hirbisol le'ispalel," and the Chazal in Yerushalmi learn out, "Mekan shekola marbe v'tefillah nena." Whoever's marbe v'tefillah gets answered. So you see from the parasha of Yitzchak that if someone needs a Yeshua, he should just daven and keep on davening. Kaveh el Hashem and invite the Kaveh el Hashem. And he says, he brings down that I saw this bechush. Mishnah Pinkus says, I saw bechush, the koyach of tefillah, of koyach being marvelous bow. He says there was this couple, established couple, both professionals. They were ready, close to 40 years old. And they were choyze b'tshuva. Now they're choyze b'tshuva. They started sending their children to, from the schools. And even their son-in-law was choyze b'tshuva. And the father started going to Shi'urim, to Shi'urei Torah. And after around 5 years, he was close to 50 years old. He went to Kail. He retired and went to Kail learning the whole day. Basmada Gadayla. And he was wondering, how could it be this couple, they were not from professionals established. And all of a sudden, he dropped everything to go learn in Kail. So he asked one of the Karevim, one of the relatives of the family. And the relative said that the story was like this, that the wife of this person, of this Yid who went to learn in Kail, she wanted her husband to go back to learn in Kail. And even though she understood that this was very rachuk min hametzias, it wasn't going to happen, but she didn't even talk to him about it. She knew that was like a pipe dream. But still, she started davening, and she davened a lot of tefillahs, a lot of tehillim, kept on davening a lot of tehillim, all with one purpose, with one bakasha, that a husband should go be a Talmud Chacham Gamur and learn the whole day. And as the years went by, it turned into metzias. So he says, I see be'enai, how a smodo and tefillah could mamish, it's oisk, like we say in Yiddish, oisbeten. If you daven enough, you could get any Yeshua. And he says, like a marshal, like the Sha'arim tefillah of Simshon Pinkus, like a marshal, a son who's beloved by his father, a beloved son. If he begs his father for anything, his father will even give the shirt off his back. The father loves his son. If he begs him and begs him, he'll give him even the shirt off his back. And he says, v'zu halacha l'maisa. This is Imam Shalach Lamaisa. Like someone wants that Slacha and Torah, your Shemayim, for him or for someone else, or for Chinuch Yiladav, or for a Bakash Al Abanim, or Chayse Panasa, or a Chayla for Rafua, to go b'mechamta shel tefila yoyim v'layla. He should make a mivtza shel tefila, he says, like an operation of tefila. And to lahafach ilomas, turn over world, to be marba v'tefila, that is a gavalda gaskula to be answered. He says, you should be careful, three things. He says, you want to daven like crazy for something, you have to be careful three things. First of all, you never know what's good for you. And therefore, he says, a person shouldn't daven for a credible ashiris or a credible chachma, because maybe that's not good for him. What should he daven? He should say, like, give an example. If you're davening on a shidduch, you daven, shiyazmelei karish baruch hu shidduch kerotzen Hashem v'shviloi. He should daven for a shidduch like Hashem thinks is good for me. Or you spell parnasa. You should daven. Shai karish baruch hu yizamelei parnasasai kefi mashu yizbaruch yidei shiul tevasai. Well, you know it's good. So that's number one. Even if you want to daven and make a mivtzah shel tefillah, you should be careful to only daven more in a general form, not specific, because you don't know what's best for you. That's number one. Number two, he says, be careful v'lizar v'kavit shemayim. Don't talk to Hashem without derech eretz. That's number two. And number three, he says, they have to oid tzarech lizar ma'oid, that sometimes a person's marbe b'tfila and he's not answered. The Rishua is still far away. And meteva advarim is, they start saying, this doesn't really work. And he says, look, I tried it and it didn't work. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that. We know that Yidden are not like that. They know that the tefillah itself, even if it's not answered, it still has a mardiga effect. And Be'etzem, the koyach of tefillah is that it gives us a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rav Shimshon Pinkus in a different place, in Parashas V'Chukosai, he asks, why do we always find, like including this week's parasha, we find, why do we always find that the brachas given to the tzaddikim is about like farms and fields? Like it says in this week's parasha in Toldos, in Parachov Zayin, Pasachov Ches, Be'itil Cholikim Mitala Shemayim, Mishmani Orez, Roy Dogon Vesirosh. Why didn't that Kodesh Baruch Hu give a bracha? You're going to get gold and silver. The same thing in Parashat B'Chukosa, you find that it says in B'Chukosa, like, what's going to happen? V'nasati G'shmeichem B'itov, V'nasta Oretz Yavula, V'etz Asadi Temperia. All about farms and fields. Like, why didn't that Kodesh Baruch Hu give a bracha that if you do good, you're going to get Kesev Azov, gold and silver, and other expensive stuff? Like, Yad Hashem Tiksar, Hashem could do anything. So why can Hashem do that? So he answers, because if someone has Kesev Azov in his hand, he's very betuach, he's very confident in his oisher, and he won't daven to Hashem. He won't get that closeness to Hashem. And therefore Hashem made it in a way that he's to give you bracha, but it comes through working on the field, and you have to produce the peiros, you have to work on it, and of course, rather you get bracha on that. But yeah, you develop a relationship with Hashem. If you daven, you know, develop a relationship to Hashem. That's the biggest bracha you can have, to have a relationship to Hashem. So when someone davens and davens and davens, he gets close to Hashem. That's the best thing, to get close to Hashem. Plus that, it's a gvaldiga skula to daven, like it says, by Yitzchak was answered, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem, and he was answered, Vayosaloi, you know, like you find by Chana, and like the Yerushalmi says, that Mekan, that Kol Amarbe B'Tfilo is Nena. Good Shabbos.